With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. And President Trump says it is time for Iran to come to the table and talk seriously about peace. Meanwhile, U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, heading to Pakistan for Iran talks this weekend. Speaking with reporters, spokeswoman Caroline Levitt said the president sending the envoys.
The Iranians want to talk. They want to talk in person. And so the president is, as I've said many, many times to all of you, always willing to give diplomacy a chance. So Steve and Jared will be heading to Pakistan tomorrow to hear the Iranians out. We hope progress will be made, and we hope that positive developments will come from this meeting.
And at a news conference, Defense Secretary Hegseth said today that the military will deal with any Iranian vessels that try to place more mines in the Strait of Hormuz.
Part of what the president is threatening is ensuring if there's attempts to lay, recklessly and irresponsibly lay more mines, we're going to deal with that. It's a violation of the ceasefire.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the laying of new mines would violate the ceasefire with the U.S. and that the military is prepared to deal with any Iranian ships that lay more mines. At a Pentagon briefing, he said the U.S. is confident it can clear any mines it identifies. Hegseth also said the U.S. blockade of Iranian shipping will continue as long as it takes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It is wildfire season in the southeastern U.S. It intensified this week across parts of southeast Georgia. At least 50 homes destroyed, and across northeast Florida, evacuations were mandatory, school closures as well. The Georgia Forestry Commission issued its first mandatory burn ban in the state's history, effective across 91 counties in the lower part of the state. On Wall Street, it's been a mixed bag for investors right now. The Dow is down 117 points. The NASDAQ up close to 400. This is SRN News. A look at two men who stopped to help a fellow runner at this year's Boston Marathon.
Runner Aaron Biggs of Northern Ireland was close to the finish line at Monday's Boston Marathon when he saw fellow runner and Massachusetts native A.J. Haridas collapse about 1,000 feet from the end of the course.
I just happened to see A.J. fall. You look at the finish line, you look at the time, I looked at my watch, and I looked at him again.
Samaritan's Purse has not forgotten about Ukraine. More on that from Michael Harrington.
The giant Christian relief agency says it has poured nearly 300 million pounds of food into the stricken country, devastated by Russia's 2022 invasion. The war has destroyed a lot of Ukraine's infrastructure, often leaving the old and infirm isolated and unable to get to a store to buy food. The ongoing fighting also makes it dangerous for people to move about at all.
And that is correspondent Michael Harrington reporting, and this is SRN News. Every new school bus in America might soon have a life-saving device on board.
The NTSB says all new school buses should be equipped with alcohol detection systems to ensure the drivers are not intoxicated. That recommendation comes out of the investigation of a West Virginia crash that led to the amputation of one boy's leg and caused serious injuries to two other youngsters. The driver in that crash was sentenced to up to 110 years in prison. Jason Walker reporting.
Atlanta will soon have giant pandas again. China today announcing it will send two giant pandas to Zoo Atlanta in the U.S. in Beijing's latest effort at what is known as panda diplomacy. Despite tensions with Washington, D.C., it comes less than a month before a much-anticipated visit by President Trump to Beijing. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.